High blood pressure, commonly referred to as the silent killer, often has no symptoms and greatly increases risk for heart attack and stroke. The good news is that high blood pressure can be diagnosed very easily and controlled with lifestyle changes and medication, when necessary. The bad news, however, is that less than half of patients diagnosed with high blood pressure have their condition under control. Many patients with high blood pressure are prescribed medication to help lower blood pressure levels, but may fail to take them properly. And according to a recent study published in the European Heart Journal, not taking blood pressure medications properly drastically increases stroke risk in patients with hypertension. This study followed more than 73,500 patients with high blood pressure for 10 years, tracking which patients took their medication as prescribed and which took them improperly or not at all. After 10 years, researchers found that poorer medication adherence increased stroke risk in both the short and long term. Over the 10-year period, patients failing to adhere to blood pressure-lowering medications were 3.7 times more likely to suffer a stroke than patients adhering to medications, depending on the combination of prescribed medications. And during the year in which patients suffered a stroke, their stroke risk was nearly 6 times greater if they did not properly adhere to medications. Simply put, the poorer the adherence to medication, the greater the risk of stroke for patients with high blood pressure. This study highlights the importance of medication adherence for patients with high blood pressure. Blood pressure medications are one of the best weapons against hypertension and, when taken properly, can help control blood pressure levels and reduce risk of heart attack and stroke. However, medications can only do their job when taken correctly, which means taking the proper dose of medication at the right time and in the right way for as long as you're supposed to. Failing to adhere to medication can not only render the drug ineffective, it can be dangerous and pose a threat to your health, perhaps the rest of your life. Managing blood pressure is a lifelong commitment. Do your part starting today for yourself and for those you love. Listen to your doctor, read the sound medical information on this site, and act on the information to live a heart healthier life. Don't wait for a serious health event to remind you to take your medicine. Instead, make a plan. If needed, fill a weekly medication dispenser and take your prescriptions at the same time every day, using an alarm if it helps. As you adjust to the new routine, you will see your numbers go down. Remind yourself that by managing your blood pressure, you are lowering your risk of heart attack and peripheral artery disease, stroke and kidney disease. Death rates from these diseases have decreased significantly, thanks in part to earlier and better treatment of HBP. Every day, millions of people with chronic diseases miss their best chance to control their conditions and improve their health. They may see their doctor regularly, eat right, and exercise, but they skip one of the most important parts of their health plan, their medicine. Overall, 30 to 50% of all people with chronic diseases fail to take their medicines as prescribed, and they can't all chalk it up to mere carelessness or forgetfulness. A British study published in the journal Quality and Safety in Healthcare highlighted a surprising and disturbing fact about this health crisis. Many people stop taking their medicine on purpose. Researchers surveyed 258 people who had just received a new prescription for a chronic disease. Within just 10 days, nearly 1 in 3 patients were already missing doses, and nearly 1 in 10 had stopped taking their medicine completely. These figures didn't include the small number of patients who stopped taking medicine under advice from their doctors. Among those patients who missed doses, 45% said they did so intentionally. Patients had different reasons for purposely skipping their medicines. because the study was conducted in a country with universal health care. Cost wasn't an issue, some were troubled by side effects, some had difficulty swallowing the pills, and some simply didn't believe that the medicines would help. Notably, more than half of all the patients in the study said they wished they had more information about their medicine. Of course, the best way to offset the information gap is for patients to make sure they ask their doctors what their medication is for, why they should take it, and for how long. Many people, however, don't ask, and they don't tell their doctors when they stop taking their medicine. Other patients around the world have their own reasons for not taking their pills. Many patients stop taking medicines when they feel better, an understandable but dangerous decision. Conditions such as high cholesterol or high blood pressure can threaten health even when a person feels perfectly fine, and infections can gain strength when a person stops taking antibiotics too early, as well as contributing to the problem of antibiotic resistance. Other people stop taking medicines when they feel worse, perhaps because they blame the medicine or lose hope. The decision to skip treatments isn't always made lightly. Many people can't afford prescription medicine. Others may have cultural or religious beliefs that make them reluctant to stick with a treatment. As reported in the Annals of Pharmacotherapy, Muslims and Seventh-day Adventists may stop taking pills containing gelatin that might be derived from pork or beef. And according to a report in Postgraduate Medicine, a distrust of medical doctors may keep some African Americans from following medical advice. Do not make changes to your blood pressure medication on your own. It is critical you meet with your doctor. Abruptly stopping any medication used to treat high blood pressure could be very dangerous. Your blood pressure may rise, putting you at risk for a heart attack, stroke, and other life-threatening conditions. Forgetting to take blood pressure tablets could increase the risk of heart attack or stroke by 40%, research shows. High blood pressure affects a third of adults and, if left untreated, greatly raises the chances of heart attacks, strokes, and other potentially fatal conditions. But new evidence suggests that dramatic swings in blood pressure can have an equally devastating effect on health. Other reasons for fluctuating blood pressure include stress, underlying conditions such as diabetes, which can damage blood vessels, or a genetic predisposition known as the silent killer, because the symptoms often go unnoticed until it is too late. High blood pressure or hypertension is the single biggest cause of death worldwide. Factors such as stress, seasonal effects, and people not taking medication regularly can cause increased fluctuations. Although people cannot always control the changes in their blood pressure, they can make sure they take their tablets regularly. Those that do not could be further increasing their risk of heart attack or stroke by more than 40%. And in instances where people have side effects from blood pressure tablets, it would be better to take a lower, more tolerable dose than taking the medication on and off. The current treatment of hypertension revolves around regular checks and adjusting treatment to get the blood pressure down to safe levels. Almost 5 million Medicare enrollees are not taking their blood pressure medication as directed, exposing themselves to the risk of experiencing heart disease, stroke, kidney disease, and in some cases, even death. A new report from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, has shown. According to CDC Director Tom Frieden, heart disease and strokes account for about one of every three deaths in the United States, killing nearly 800,000 people every year. The study, published Tuesday in the CDC's Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report, analyzed 18.5 million Medicare Part D enrollees in 2014, to find that more than a quarter of these either skipped doses or stopped taking the drugs completely. That's particularly troubling, because other research indicates that up to 25% of